According to the Pew Research Center, Jehovah's Witnesses are among the most racially and ethnically diverse religious groups in the United States. 36% are white, and 32% are Hispanic. About two-thirds of current adult Jehovah's Witnesses are converts, many raised in another faith. And according to the study, Jehovah's Witnesses do not commonly advocate for their traditionally conservative beliefs in the political sphere. The denomination teaches that members should remain politically neutral. Assemblies like this have biblical beginnings. In the book of Deuteronomy, it says males should gather three times a year before the Lord thy God in the place where he shall choose. Nowadays, that includes well-dressed families who watch speakers and videos around a common theme.
Sea valiente, that means be courageous. And that is a proper title for a convention this year, as we are all facing many challenges in school, at work, family, just in life in general.
One of the films this year highlighted the story of Jonah.
Papá dice que eres profeta.
Papá says you are a prophet.
I was a prophet.
Traté de escapar de Jehová.
Well, anyone who has the chance to read the account of Jonah does not think about courage right away. We think more about someone who ran away from an assignment. The story of Jonah, a story of courage and hope, it shows us that Jonah was not any different than any of us. He was a human being, and he was afraid at some point. However, he relied in Jehovah God, the true God, and he made the right decisions, not only at that time, but the fact that his name is in the Bible as an example for us shows that he really had the favor of God. And that's what we, all Jehovah's Witnesses, we're looking for, to follow the practical advice that we find in the Bible.
From what I understand, it's an annual gathering?
That is correct. For the past 4 years, the Spanish congregations of the area have gathered here in DeKalb at the NIU Convocation Center. But there's been other conventions in the years past in English as well. We have been working on this for many months, and in the past 3 weeks, all the local congregations in this area, and as far as Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and up north Green Bay, Wisconsin, we had a campaign of inviting our community to join us for this convention.
Do you see that there is growth being seen among the Hispanic community in the faith?
Most definitely. If you take a look around inside, you can see that there are many people that are here for the first time. We noticed that the lines of communication seem to be fading away in family. Well, today we have the opportunity to sit down together as family, as friends, to listen to what the Bible has to say. And not only that, but also to listen to other things.
One of the struggles that I think a lot of faith groups are going through now is reaching out to millennials.
That is a fact. When we think about the Bible, we think about a thick book with no pictures. And sometimes people just don't have time for that. Others might think that it's an old book, it's history, something that I might look at when I go to the place where I gather to worship, and nothing else. Jehovah's Witnesses, we're known for our preaching work door-to-door, and we have a Bible, we have our publications, but we also have a website, and it has been a tremendous success all around the world. One of the things is that makes this site unique is that it's available in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of languages.
And you mentioned door-to-door. Has that changed at all? I mean, is that face-to-face interaction, is that become more difficult at all in the digital world? Or do you find that people are more willing to invite someone in and have a conversation about faith?
The reason why we continue to go door-to-door is because we are following Jesus' example courageously. That's what he did. He went from town to town, village to village, home to home, preaching the good news of the kingdom. So we imitate that. And although we have our website available, we have publications available, nothing beats the opportunity to be welcome to someone's house who has questions about the Bible. The Bible has answers for them. We can sit down in the living room, talk about these things, and share with them what the Bible has to offer to help us to face our daily life and challenges courageously.
As you mentioned, the door-to-door is done domestically. Global efforts to spread the word.
Well, Jenna, if you find yourself next week in Ecuador, China, Singapore, and Africa, I can guarantee you, you will find one of Jehovah's Witnesses. We are very active. We are a worldwide brotherhood. In fact, if tomorrow I go visit Argentina, I will find my brothers there too, and I can make arrangements and be out preaching door-to-door tomorrow.
Is there any portrayal or stereotype that you think is just not accurate, that people should know differently?
People sometimes have an idea of who Jehovah's Witnesses are, some have not had the opportunity to meet one of us. We don't isolate ourselves from anyone. Our children attend public school. We work with in different places. We are part of the community. We do our very, very best to follow Bible principles, to be good citizens, good members of the community.